Assalamu alaikum. Hello and welcome everyone to my second podcast. My name's Rumi Talks A Lot and I talk a lot. So here we are again recording another podcast, and this time it's about Ramadan habits. So in all honesty, I didn't really have much to say about Ramadan going back a few weeks ago. I didn't think of doing a podcast, hence why I'm posting this and recording this on the first day of Ramadan. But I didn't really have any sort of pre-Ramadan podcast to record up until a few days ago when my cousin reached out to me. She's a lot younger and she just wanted some advice about habits during Ramadan and just certain things, specifically music and cutting it out, not just during Ramadan, but overall. And she just reached out to me, and that's when I just thought, do you know what? Maybe I could do a podcast about leading up to Ramadan, but obviously it's now the first day of Ramadan. Anyways, inshallah, nonetheless, I hope that what I'm about to say benefits someone out there, inshallah. Even if it doesn't benefit you, maybe it might benefit someone you know, or it might just be, again, I'm probably just some background noise to your daily commute. I am not sure, but anyways, bismillah. So firstly, I want to talk about the first thing that she brought up to me was about music. And I just want to say that if you are an individual who feels guilty, who wants to cut out certain habits before Ramadan, who feels heavy on the heart and just wants to better themselves, first of all, I want you to just put your hand on your chest, near your heart, and say Alhamdulillah. I want you to say Alhamdulillah because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you to feel this guiltiness, to feel this, to feel like you want to repent, to feel like you want to better yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Right before Ramadan. So when you're feeling this heavy, don't feel too bad. Like, it's good to be humble, it's good to reflect, and it's good to acknowledge where you've gone wrong. 100%, always. We should always, you know, seek repentance, always try and work on ourselves. But don't beat yourself up too much, and also think Alhamdulillah that I recognise my flaws, Alhamdulillah that I recognise where I've gone wrong, and Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making me feel this way just before Ramadan or just at the start of Ramadan. That's the first thing. Say Alhamdulillah, and then let's go on to the next part. So with regards to Ramadan, I feel like it's the month that everyone needs in their life, because personally me, I just feel like it's the month where you get to recharge. You get to really focus on becoming more consistent with things and setting yourself goals. And I know that we should be working on ourselves every single day of the year, but when Ramadan comes around, you know how they say it takes approximately 66 days, I think it is, to form a new habit? Think of it like this. Ramadan comes around. 30 days, you have to be consistent. Whatever habit you pick up, you have to be consistent, because you are focusing on self-improvement. You're focusing on refraining yourself from certain things, foul mouth, and, you know, certain things that you just wouldn't be as mindful maybe if it wasn't due to you fasting. And it's not just that, but when Ramadan comes, I feel like everyone gets this opportunity to really focus on new habits. 30 days of working on your habits means after Ramadan, if you continue it, inshallah, it becomes part of your daily life, right? No one's saying that Ramadan comes and you practice something and it just sticks instantly. No, no, no. Ramadan is the start. Ramadan is where shaitan is locked away. Yes, shaitan is locked away, but it doesn't mean that as soon as Ramadan is over, you're going to instantly change. You have to continue. While shaitan comes back, you're kind of halfway there. You know how they say it takes 66 days to form a new habit? It's like Allah's giving you a head start. Allah's locked away shaitan, and we've got a head start. We can start really focusing on our new habits, and then we're halfway there. And if you continue to, you know, work on those habits, then inshallah for the rest of the year as well, you'll keep up with those habits. But always remember this, especially if you're a woman. With regards to our bodies, hormones fluctuate within a month, within a week. So the way we feel and how consistent we are with certain things also fluctuates. So don't beat yourself up too much if Ramadan goes and you're not as consistent. But the aim is to try and work on that consistency during Ramadan. I hope I'm making some sense. Another thing I want to mention was I was having a discussion with my friend, and she teaches younger kids tajweed, and she was saying recently in her class she was teaching kids as well that just because Shaitan's locked away, do not feel this heavy guilt immediately and think, you know, you're an awful person and you need to go from one extreme to the other straight away. It's about building yourself up. I'm not saying continue doing things that are bad for you in Ramadan. I'm definitely not encouraging that. What I'm saying is don't think you have to start going 0 to 100 miles an hour with your ibadah, with everything. It's about building it up. You have to be realistic and you have to set yourself realistic goals. And, you know, we're all human at the end of the day. We have to do things in a way that we think it's achievable afterwards. We have to be smart with our goals. Those who work in operational management or project management or any kind of sector where they're working on projects, I don't know if you know about the SMART goals: specific, measurable, I think the other one's attainable or achievable, realistic, and timely or time. Basically, you can time it. So you have to be smart about the goals you set. They have to be A, specific, B, they should be measurable, and they have to be attainable, and it has to be, you have to give yourself a time frame. You can't just say to yourself, I've not been doing any sort of ibadah at all, and then that's it, from day one in Ramadan, I'm going to do everything. Because do you know what you're going to do? You're not going to carry it on. I mean, if you do, mashallah, but you need to work your way up. You need to be realistic. You need to think, I need to form habits that even outside of Ramadan, I can continue these habits. So for example, if you're not reading Quran at all, set yourself to read a few pages a day after Fajr. If you're not waking up for Fajr every day already, set yourself to wake up for Fajr every day. It's little things like this. Instead of, I'm not discouraging aiming high at all. If you can aim high, 100% do it. But what I'm trying to say, I think inevitably it's about continuing these goals after Ramadan. And if you want to work on yourself in the long term and utilize Ramadan, then you should try and work on yourself slowly and build it up and just be realistic. That's all I'm saying. Be smart. Use the SMART objectives. The second thing I want to touch base on is about cutting out certain habits. And I'm going to talk about music because that's what my cousin has raised with me specifically. Now, with regards to music, I know that for a lot of people, music is something they are addicted to. I know a lot of studies have shown that apparently music helps people focus better. For me, I couldn't ever relate to that study, because for me, if someone's playing music in the background, I'm getting distracted. I cannot focus whilst there's music on in the background, but everybody is different. But studies have shown that music is something that, you know, helps people focus and etc. And I think once any habit becomes part of your daily routine, it's not just easy to just take it out, right? So I think that's where you have to replace. So if you are someone who has been listening to music a lot, right? Replace. Don't just cut out, replace it. And what I suggest you replace it with is nasheeds. And I say nasheeds for a reason. Some people might disagree with me and say that, oh no, nasheeds are just as bad. But for me, I think if you listen to vocals only nasheeds, and especially the ones in English, not just the ones in Arabic, so it's just noise in the background. Listen to the ones in English. You know, like Zayn Beeker, Zami Looney, and Maher Zayn. There's so many nasheeds where they are in English. And as you start listening to them, you will start picking up the words. And the rhythms will start playing in your mind. So what I'm trying to say is you're kind of like pushing out the old music and replacing it with something that isn't music, but something a bit better at least. And then slowly, slowly, start listening to Quran. And another thing I want to say to you is, when you are replacing, don't just do it for the sake of, I need to cut this out because it's a sin. Do it and change your mindset to this. Ramadan is a time where the reward is multiplied, where we are encouraged to increase our istighfar. We are encouraged to ask for more. We are encouraged to do more. So I think this is why Ramadan is such a great time to work on habits, especially because do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I want to do more with my time that will provide me benefit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just about avoiding what's wrong, it's about wanting to do things that will not only be better for you, but for rewarding for you. And when you start listening to nasheeds, for example, you're replacing and getting rid of the old rhythms and replacing it with new rhythms. You know, you'll have things stuck in your head that won't be, I don't know, really bad music and whatever's out there right now. I don't want to start listing, you know, names of celebrities or anything like that. And then slowly, slowly start listening to the Quran. You know, we all live busy lives. Utilize commuting by listening to Quran. Go onto your Spotify list and create a playlist. Add some podcasts like Omar Salaman, Yasmin Mujahid. There's so many podcasts out there on Spotify, on YouTube, that are really, really beneficial for us to listen to. Utilize that time, because you may think, okay, what benefit is that going to provide? What reward am I going to get? But it's the fact that you're listening to something that is improving your iman. It's getting you closer to your deen. It's helping you focus more on your deen. It's focusing on you. There's so many podcasts out there that are Islamic and focused on mental health as well. You're replacing that time with something beneficial. So that's another thing I just wanted to say. And when Ramadan comes, like I said, the reward is multiplied, so you want to try and do more. And forming new habits, it is the best time to form new habits during Ramadan, but like I said, be realistic. You know, utilize this time to read a new book that you might think is beneficial. Anything you do, just ask yourself, is this going to be something that I will be able to fit into my timetable after Ramadan? It might be that during Ramadan you have leave, you have booked time off work, or you've got time off university or school, and that's why you're able to do much more. And 100% do this, do more ibadah, utilize that time, you know, increase your istighfar, increase your ibadah. We need to do this, but also start adding habits that are realistic. Say to yourself, am I going to be able to pick up a new habit during Ramadan that I can carry on after Ramadan? And like I said, the first thing when it comes to music, yes, you can. You can start listening to nasheeds and Quran instead. You can listen to podcasts instead. That's one habit. Do it consistently, inshallah. After Ramadan, you can continue it. Other things, you know, it doesn't just have to be reading books and listening to stuff and praying. It could even be something that is beneficial for your mind. You know, use Ramadan as a time to focus on you. Is it that you find journaling is really helpful for you? Start doing it. Do things that you know will benefit your soul, your mind, and start doing it in Ramadan. But like I said, just be realistic and don't be too harsh on yourself. Do not be too harsh on yourself, because Ramadan is 30 days. It's not just a week. You have 30 days of Allah's mercy, of Allah's rewards. You've got so much time. And I know as soon as Ramadan starts, literally, I'm always saying this month is going to go so fast. Like when you just look at the calendar, you just know it's going to go so fast. Yes, it does go fast, but remember each day. So my podcast actually just cut me off when I was recording, and I cannot remember exactly where I was up to, but I will just carry on, and hopefully it's not caused too much disturbance whilst you're listening to this, if you are still listening to this podcast. So yeah, that's about habits. So I hope I've made it quite, I hope I've been quite clear what I'm trying to say. I guess what I'm trying to say is that don't just cut out, replace, but also when you form new habits, it is the best time, because Shaitan, like I said, is locked away, but it's not just about avoiding sins, it's about forming new habits and trying to do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that every deed I do this Ramadan, the reward is multiplied. And you know, just take a moment and reflect and think, subhanallah, since last Ramadan, how many people do I myself know that are no longer with us? How many people do we know of that have lost their lives? And just thank Allah that you are here with another chance to repent, another chance to work on yourself. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I pray that every person listening to this podcast, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this month beneficial for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you become closer to Him after Ramadan too. And I pray that any habit you form for the sake of Allah's mercy and for the sake of Allah's reward, that you are able to carry it on after Ramadan too. Ameen. Anyways, everyone, thank you so much for listening and thank you for tuning in. And inshallah, until next time, take care and have a blessed Ramadan.